This hiccuping is driving me bananas. I feel my life is going down the drain. I've taken all the hicking I can stand up. This hiccuping is driving me insane. I've attempted all the tricks that any dog would likely try. I've held my breath and counted to 10,000 1x5s. I've tried exercise and pesticide and standing on my head. You'd think the hicks would go away, they've gotten worse instead. It's hard to run a ranch while you're hicking. It's corrosive to one's sense of dignity. I'm feeling desperate and I sense the clock is ticking on my job as head of ranch security. Just imagine what would happen if the coyotes came tonight and launched a bloody raid to satisfy their appetites. If I met them at the gates and gave them orders stern and loud, I'd probably hiccup in the middle, drawing laughter from the crowd. As you see, the situation's getting serious. I am losing my authority to rule. This hiccuping is making me delirious, and my enemies might think that I'm a fool. So if someone out there listening has a cure for this disease, I beseech you to inform me of it. Hurry, pretty please. Duty calls, jobs are waiting, and it wouldn't be much fun if I had to bring the day to life by hicking up the sun. Hicking up the sun. You probably think it's funny that I still had the hiccups. Fine, go ahead and laugh all you want. I don't care. Yes, I do care. And do you know why? Because it wasn't funny, not at all. How can a dog conduct a solemn business of being head of ranch security when he's... We've already covered this, and I won't say any more about it. But it wasn't funny. Where were we? You see what those hiccups do to me? I had something very important to say, and then we got sidetracked on the subject of... Wait, here we go. I was in the process of brooding over Drover's shameful and cowardly behavior when I looked up and noticed a line of angry dark clouds moving in from the northwest. It appeared to be a cold front, the kind of sudden and violent storm we often get in the month of March. Have we discussed the month of March? Maybe not. It's the windiest month of the year. North wind, south wind, back and forth, lots of wind, and sometimes sudden storms. Anyway, I was just standing there, minding my own business, when I looked up and saw this line of angry clouds moving in from the northwest. All at once, the air was still, not a breath of wind. You could hear tiny sounds in the distance, such as... What was that? I heard a tiny sound in the distance behind me. I whirled around and faced... a rooster. J.T. Cluck was coming toward me, walking slowly with his head down. He didn't see me until he almost ran into me. Then his head shot up and he stared at me.
Oh, it's you again. I finally got them hens quieted down, but it took half the night. You sure have a way of getting women stirred up.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Huh? Goodbye. Who's leaving?
You are. I've filled my monthly quota of being around chickens. Go away before I die of boredom. He puffed himself up.
Well, too bad, 'cause I ain't ready to leave. I got something to say.
You always have something to say, JT, and it's always worth missing.
Oh, yeah? For your information, Pooch, this here is pretty darned important.
I heaved a sigh and sat down. Okay, I'll give you 3 minutes. That's all I can stand. JT glanced over both wings and leaned towards me.
You remember what I told you last night as you was leaving the chicken house?
You said the sky was going to fall. And you know what, JT? It didn't happen.
Yeah, well...